The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, it's time to go to the movies with our resident movie reviewer, Matt Olean. And Matt, this is a summer blockbuster season. Got another blockbuster out there, right?
Or is it a blockbuster?
Is it a fizzler?
Well, I called this 2 weeks ago on the summer movie preview show with which Ashley hosted with Tony Tilton and Brittany Goodman and myself, and I said I think the big film that will underperform is Solo, A Star Wars Story, and it certainly did. It made about $101 million over the Memorial Day weekend. Now, that's a four-day weekend. People are supposed to be going to movies, and that is way below the projections they were hoping for. Now, we'll get into the reasons why I think that happened, which has to do, I think, partly with the firing of the original directors, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, replaced by Ron Howard, who came in and did some reshoots. They weren't happy with what they were seeing. But, you know, it might be as simple as this, Doug. You know, sometimes a movie all it needs is a movie star. Okay. And that sounds simple. You can talk about all the stage acting and training you need and things like that, but sometimes a film needs a movie star. Alden Ehrenreich, who plays the young Han Solo, this is the origin story of the Harrison Ford character. He's a good actor. He was very good in the Coen Brothers film Hail Caesar, but he's not Harrison Ford, and he's not a movie star. Harrison Ford's a movie star. Alden Ehrenreich might be a movie star, but he's not there yet. And I think when the film starts, the first 40 minutes are pretty slow. They're pretty bumpy. They're very dark. The cinematography is very dark. And the beats in the lines that Ehrenreich is delivering as Han Solo don't quite work. I'm not sure what it is. They're not cocky enough. They're just not. Those lines aren't hitting the way they're supposed to be hitting with a charismatic actor. And you just wonder, is he filling too big a shoes? And the shoes are Harrison Ford's shoes. Now, the funny thing is the film gets better as it goes. After a sluggish start, we eventually see Lando Calrissian, played by Donald Glover, doing his best Billy Dee Williams imitation. Woody Harrelson shows up as a rogue smuggler, and Woody Harrelson is always good. He's a movie star, Woody Harrelson is. Emilia Clarke is very good as Han Solo's girlfriend, who he's separated from early on in the film in his home planet. She of Game of Thrones, of course. She's in the film as well. Paul Bettany is the villain, Dryden, who sends them to do some smuggling for him. That's the origin story here. But the funny thing is, I just wonder if the reshoots by Ron Howard, did he save the film? Was the film going a different direction before he took over? This is something we'll never know. Only the Disney executives will know this, who didn't like the rough cuts they were seeing from the original directors. Ehrenreich actually gets better as the film goes on, Doug. He becomes more assured in the role, which is very strange why he wouldn't be at the start of the film unless they didn't reshoot those scenes. I'll never know about this, but he does get better as the film goes on, but he never grows 4 inches. He's a short actor. Harrison Ford's not a short actor, so that doesn't work. When you do an origin story and you fill the shoes of a big-name actor, it's a risk. It's a risky thing to do. Now, Star Wars has generally been pretty good with these unknown actors. Daisy Ridley, very good as Rey. John Boyega was good. But Felicity Jones in Rogue One, she was already a star. And, you know, in Blade Runner, which is not a Disney film, but that's an example where Ryan Gosling, kind of playing the Harrison Ford role, we're comfortable with Ryan Gosling in that part because, A, he's a good actor, and, B, he's a star. And Ehrenreich just isn't quite that. And I think that kind of throws the film off a little bit at the first, but it rallies in the second half, and I think it's actually better than the box office showed it was. So there might be some Star Wars fatigue going on here, or audiences were just looking for a bigger movie star than Alden Ehrenreich can deliver.
Well, it's a 40-plus-year-old yes. franchise now, and it's kind of intriguing that you've got the original stars, Harrison Ford being among them, but are being portrayed by younger right. actors now. Right. So are we going to go to the grandparents of Han Solo eventually or whatever? I mean, the storylines here are probably many, many and varied, but is the Star Wars series running out of gas?
Well, The Last Jedi made a lot of money. So, no, I don't think it's running out of gas. I think that maybe this was a bridge too far. Hmm. So this film comes 5 months after Last Jedi. That's a little quick. You want to whet the appetite of the fan base out there. I think the director issues, which the fan base pays attention to, may have had an impact on the box office. I do think that's possible. But I think this film came out a little too quickly after Last Jedi. which could be what's going on here, Doug, but they need to be careful. If they're actually going to do an Obi-Wan Kenobi origin film, they've got to hit the casting out of the park. Ewan McGregor was a very good Kenobi in the awful prequels, you know, filling in for Alec Guinness. But if they're going to do this again with an Obi-Wan, which is rumored to be the next origin film, they need to hit it out of the park. I'm not saying Aaron Reich wasn't bad in the role. He eventually kind of gets comfortable in the role, but you never stop thinking and seeing Harrison Ford. And that's a real risk to do. And yeah, I think it might have been a bridge too far, a little too quick with the release of this film following Last Jedi. You know, the great director John Huston, Doug, once said it's all about the casting. He believed you cast the film and then you let the actors do the work. If you cast correctly, like Humphrey Bogart and Maltese Falcon, like he did, it takes care of itself. Great stars can do the work for you. If you don't cast correctly, and I don't know what other direction they could have gone other than Aaron Wright, because he's not horrible in the part. But again, we end up hearing and seeing Harrison Ford's voice, and that's really the problem, which sets the film kind of off on a bumpy start. We'll see how the second weekend does, if it can maybe rebound, because the word of mouth on it is pretty good, actually. I actually liked it better than Last Jedi, but it's not going to make Last Jedi money.
Well, it's a reminder of how big a movie star Harrison Ford is.
Yes, he is. He's one of the biggest.
All right. Well, here's a little Oscar trivia question for you. Three Oscars have been won by two people connected with this film. Who are those people? What are the Oscars?
Ron Howard for directing A Beautiful Mind in 2001. That is definitely one of the Oscars.
There's actually two associated with that.
Oh, did he produce the film as well?
Best Picture. As
okay,
well.
So he got that Oscar. Probably Brian Grazer, his producing partner, was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Woody Harrelson does not have an Oscar. He has three nominations.
A little hint here. She doesn't appear, but you hear her. The voice of Lady Proxima.
Oh, yes. What is her name? I can't think of it now.
The Year of Living Dangerously.
Oh, Linda Hunt. Yes, right. Linda Hunt. For year, yeah, 1983. Yes.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.